Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hoopball podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball@hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is me, Ira Silver. I'm back. I'm joined alongside with Devin Ellington. It is Sunday when we were recording, May 31st, 2020, in the early afternoon here on the East Coast. Devin, I know we had to start the show a little later today. We were up a little late, sweating some Korean baseball last night. Game went to extra innings, but I'm glad it did because we had the over of 8.5 and we had the Lotte Giants at plus money.
Plus money.
Hey, yep. And I'm glad we both got on that. So how you doing today? You awake yet?
Kinda, I guess. I don't know. I did some weed whacking. I went to Restaurant Depot to get some stuff for a fish fry tomorrow.
Okay. Never done one of those. Maybe one of these days.
That's that Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma kind of thing. Tennessee, down, you know, it's all over. I'm sure everyone has fish fries, but it's very close to my heart. I remember growing up in the trailer parks having fish fries.
I love it. So. Well, one of these days we'll have to get together and do a fish fry, but now we are going to talk about some Korean baseball. We got a little Bundesliga.
Let's unpack it.
We got a little Bundesliga to get into and maybe a little recap, that's what I meant, of the MMA fights, which I did poorly on and you did great. So, first of all, last night you're like, hey, I'm like, hey, Devin, what's the deal here with this slate? And you're like, I just said, hey, what's up? And you responded, Doosan over 8.5. went with it. We talked a little bit further. We talked about whether or not we should be on Doosan or Lotte. We went with Lotte at plus money. You helped me get to that side, even though I was leaning there. I'm glad you pushed me over the edge. And we had a pretty good night in KBO last night. Let's get into some of the games. We will recap the Doosan Lotte Giants game first. It was a little bit of a snooze fest for the first, 7 innings or so?
Well, absolutely. And it was that starting pitching that we talked about, more off camera behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz stuff. We talked about the starting pitching. And then once the bullpens got involved, we felt pretty good about the over, even if we only had 2 innings to work with. So,
yeah, I mean, that Straley guy had a pretty good game. He had 99 pitches. Yeah.
7 strikeouts?
5 strikeouts.
5.
He gave up 7 hits, 5 strikeouts, and 1 run on 99 pitches. Had a really good game. Went 5 innings.
Only one walk,
yeah. And Flexen looked pretty shaky early, but he did come through, and he did not give up any earned runs, although there was a couple runs scored on his watch
on errors.
Right.
5 walks included with that, too.
Yeah, but only 2 strikeouts, which I was a little surprised by.
Well, the Lotta bats, they're smart hitters. And again, this is, you know, the recap for you and I, but, you know, insight for the rest of the folks, the Hoopballers. I kind of talked about the offensive Lata and how smart they are as hitters, and just kind of like, you know, they score runs. And you asked me, I was like, well, why is their, you know, recent record not so great? Or, you know, like, it seems like they're not clicking or something. But yeah, you know, it's this offense, you saw it last night. They're good at the defensive hitting. They draw walks. They put pitchers in bad positions. And Chris Flexen is, you know, he has a shot at winning MVP honors of this league this year if he ties together some really good pitching performances. Last year's MVP of the league was a pitcher, a domestic pitcher. So Josh Lindblom. So it's a trend. He could take it this year too.
That guy, he's pretty good. I liked his stuff last night, even though Doosan didn't get the win. But I really liked Flexen and Straley. Talk about that guy. He had a pretty solid outing. What do you think about that guy?
Well, other than the fact that he completely shat the bed for the Cubs whenever we signed him prior to him coming over to Korea, I think over here his pitching style is good. And I liked Dan Straley when he was with the Marlins. He's kind of got that unorthodox left-handed approach. He's not going to overpower you, but when he does surprise you, he can do it in more than one way, or with a more than one pitch or placement or location. But when he's off, he walks a lot. And we saw it early in the first. You and I were talking about it. I think he had his only walk was in the first, but, you know, the pitch count got up there pretty high in the first two innings, but then he ended up kind of settling in.
Yeah, and I know we talked about this. We were texting back and forth during the game, as us degenerates love to do. But once Flexen and Straley were out of the game, you're like, and I'm still new to Korean baseball. I'm more green to it than you are. You've been following it and keeping up with it since the start. I'm just kind of getting back into degen mode over here. Sick of the poker, sick of the PlayStation. I need to take a little bit of real life approach here. So I'm starting to get back in. I'm starting to learn about the players. So I know that you were like, hey, don't worry about this over. We The bullpen is horrible.
KBO-ness.
And the KBO-ness. And when Flexen went out, the guy who replaced him had a 29 ERA or something?
It was at least nine. It was nine.
Oh, nine. Sorry. I meant nine, not 20.
There's a niner in there. I can't remember his name.
Choi Won Jun.
Yeah. And so a fun thing here, and I learned this from the broadcast and Dan Kurtz from mykbo.net. So whenever you see Choi, you know, C-H-O-I, it's actually sharp at the end. So it's actually Chu.
Oh, nice.
Just,
June.
Yeah.
Got it. You learn something new every day. Look at that.
I took a semester of Mandarin in high school, but that was in Wichita, Kansas. So I don't know how translatable it is to Korean, but I do understand the accents and whatnot, but Korean's a whole nother animal. But I've enjoyed learning and immersing myself into this league because it is historical. 1982 is when they started it up. And baseball I was going to say, baseball was actually first documented and played in 1904 in Korea.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. What I was going to say was, you know, I actually fall asleep during a Major League Baseball game, even if I got a nickel or a dime on the game, right?
Sure. Because you're familiar.
Yeah, but it's just like a slow pace. I feel like the Korean Baseball League... the KBO, it's got a better pace to the game. Yeah. For some reason, I was like, even though it was a snooze fest, no runs, this, that, whatever, it was actually like a good broadcast. Was like, it wasn't slow. No one was taking 45 minutes between pitches. It was just like, let's get in and let's get this game going and let's not slow it down. So I had a good time watching it, actually. So I think I'm actually a fan, more so than I am of the MLB, which... Well, they can't get their act together, but it's just terrible what's going on. But anyways, Choi Won Jun comes in the game. You're like, don't worry, this guy's coming in with a 9 ERA. He turns out to pitch almost two innings, one and two thirds, and shutouts, two strikeouts, no hits, no runs, 27 pitches. And I'm like, oh man, you put the kibosh on it, man.
Yeah. I his first like two batters, I was like, shit. he looks kind of good.
Yeah, he had some good stuff.
His command was there, and that's one thing that I've noticed when he comes in is his command falters. But he came in, and I think his first batter was and he came in a pressure cooker situation. He had guys on second and third with one out, and he came in and fanned his first batter in like three or four straight pitches, I think. Like
yeah, and then the guy walked and then he popped, then he struck someone out or something.
I think there's like a pop out somewhere in there. I'd look at the game log, but yeah, no. And then he went out for I didn't think they were going to roll him out for another full inning. And then I think he went three up, three down in inning.
He went 1 2/3. Yeah.
One and two thirds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, it lasted longer than what it actually was to me, but yeah, I was surprised about that. And then the other guys in the Doosan bullpen were the ones that actually did the choke job.
Well, yeah, the next guy after him had a pretty good outing too. Three innings, one run, no earned runs. Was also on an error, two hits, two strikeouts, three balls. And he actually, his ERA was a significant lower at 4.26. But it was the guy that came in after him.
Back part of the eighth or in the like towards the ninth, I think it was.
Yeah, Kwon Hyuk. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. Sorry if I'm butchering it.
Sure.
He also 9.6 ERA, comes in, throws 20 pitches, gives up three runs, and we are looking at our over.
Four hits. He allowed the most hits of all pitchers. Two home runs. 27 ERA.
It was quite. And let's tell a funny story.
Go ahead.
It's okay. We're telling a funny story. Last night, Dev and I are texting back and forth, and it was 3-1. 3-1 latte. Doosan's up. What was it, the bottom of the eighth or bottom of the ninth?
I want to say eighth. I think you fell asleep in the ninth.
Yeah. So they got runners on. Doosan's got runners on, and I think it was one or two outs. And Devin texts me, I'm half sleeping, and he's like, "What do we want here? Do we want runs?
Or do we want latte?
Right.
And you called it the next pitch.
Yeah,
the next pitch.
Yeah, I'm like, we want 3-3, and then go to extras and try to get lucky here with latte and the over. So it
and
goes 3-3.
Exact thing happened.
Yeah, and then it goes to 3-3. They get two runs in. We go to extras, and I fall asleep. And I wake up at whatever 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, there's no way we won that. Come on. 3-3 going to extras.
I never had a doubt.
And I saw your text message that we got there. So that was really exciting. We had a fun night. We were tweeting on the Hoopball Gaming Twitter. And for those of you who don't follow us already, at Hoopball Gaming, we take turns off and on dissecting different aspects and angles. Devin is at DALE007, and I am at Ira Silver Magic. But yeah, a lot of fun. Let's talk about another game that we were both on.
I was actually about to say,
hey,
do you care if I hijack for like maybe 1 minute here?
I'm going to let you hijack, but before you do, I just want to make one statement.
I want to hear it.
And that is that guy on Doosan, Fernandez, is really, really good.
I told you.
Really, really good.
Wait, I think he's hitting like 471.
It's insane.
Dude, if you look up his extra base percentage and his slugging and his one base percentage, that's ridiculous. He'll probably be in the majors in the next 2 years.
Yeah, he's batting 468, four home runs, 23 RBIs.
How many doubles? At least 15.
He's got nine doubles.
Nine, okay.
But he's just a killer. Like, he's really good. Like, he's got a nice stroke. I'm surprised.
He's a lefty guy.
Yeah, and a nice lefty, nice form. I'm surprised I never heard of this guy.
So, I think you probably know where I'm probably going to take this next part of the show. But I got to talk about him because at the beginning of the season, I adopted him as my team. The NC Mother Loving Dinos, because the
NC Dinos,
dude. Okay, so I don't think you and I really talked about the NC and the Samsung game, because when you messaged me, I was actually kind of glad you did, because you like sparked this like resurgence of KBO slate stuff, you know? Because I told you, I was like, I haven't looked at a slate in like a week and a half for the KBO. I've kept up with like scores and like some bullpen trends and whatnot, but like I haven't really like handicapped one. I haven't really personally bet. I've been doing other stuff and with the interviews and whatnot. And so like I said, I was glad that you reached out because it forced me to. And I, at first I saw, okay, cool. We got some domestic South Korean pitchers going against each other. We're going to get some more runs in that matchup. Maybe we got some American pitchers going against each other. We got some less runs, which that didn't work out in the LG Kia game. Sorry about that, by the way. But to try to not be long-winded here, NC Dinos, 21 hits last night, 18 runs, scored 6 runs in the ninth. I was live tweeting it. I took the live over of 9.5 and 10.5 before the fourth inning in the third when NC was up 3-0. I was like, okay, Samsung's not going to score 0 runs. Samsung's capable, and they've actually Samsung was going for the sweep against NC last night. And so NC scores 3 right off the bat before the first 3 innings. And then in the fourth and the fifth inning, they score 5 runs collectively. And so I live tweeted it out there with funny dinosaur gifs and everything. But like NC, I said, NC might cover this by themselves after they scored their 7 runs.
And they sure did.
They
sure
doubled it. They doubled it.
Absolutely incredible call there. Really love that. I wish we would have been on that.
The SK game was fun. I think that's the one you were going to talk about.
Yeah, the next game I was going to talk about, and I wish you would have got me on NC before the game because I was just like busy doing other stuff while I was watching the game. But so no live betting for me last night. But Hanwha Eagles versus SK Wyverns. We took the over. I got a bad number at 9, Devin at 8.5.
Yeah.
And it was a sweat, man. It was a sweat. Even though they scored 5 runs in the first inning.
Yep.
We had to sweat that a little bit.
And to, you know, something to a credit here, Hanwha, they have a really decent bullpen. I think they're actually top 5 in bullpen metrics. So that's my bad on that one. I didn't point that out to us, but I did like the over, like I said. And I think the crediting factor was the fact that we had those two homeborn Korean pitchers going against each other. They had really high whip, walk and hits per inning, which is an important stat, a huge stat for any metric. If you're running an algorithm or a model for KBO, you've got to have whip and walks included because those turn into, I think it was what I saw, like 31% of all the runs scored in the KBO. So,
wow.
But, you know, because like there's not solo shots, there's not the power like that in the KBO. There's like multi run dingers, multi home run innings. Like I was telling you about the KBO-ness last night, there's like 3 home run innings, back like 17 run innings. Like,
yeah, I didn't realize how much of a not, like, there's no power in that league. It's just a lot of, like, let's be strategic. They almost play like last year's Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
They're not really, like, powerful, but they get runners in scoring position. They're very
The Giants. The San Francisco Giants in their early 2000s.
Exactly. Very strategic. A lot of really good hitting, a lot of really good focus at the plate, tiring pitchers out, good defense. Yeah, and it's just the pitching's not bad in the beginning. And even with the bad bullpens, like there's just not a lot of power. So it was fun to watch baseball without watching every at-bat, someone trying to swing for the fences. I don't know.
One other thing I want to cap off with KBO here, and as much as fun as we had with it last night, I think we should talk about some other stuff because I want to pick your brain about some sport that goes on in the Northern Hemisphere that may or may not include hockey. So we'll talk about that in a second. But the KBO thing is pretty cool. We had so much fun with it last night, and I think it's awesome now that we're starting to get a lot of good data put together. And like you said, you know, I haven't really dug into it too much. We talked about it. We had a pretty educated conversation about, you know, what our eyes could tell us. And we had a successful night. So I think if our listeners or if people out there want to start getting into KBO a little more serious now, it's got a little depth to it. It's not as unfamiliar.
Exactly.
And it's more exciting, I think. So
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. I'm not going to lie. I think it's a great league.
So the hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights won me some money by default because the regular season concluded and I put that futures bet in that we talked about a couple, 2-3 months ago on the show that you thought was a good value for them to win the division.
You're welcome.
That's where I'm going with this. Yeah. I paid it forward. I'm Haley Joel Osment. I paid it forward last night.
Absolutely.
Does that make you Helen Hunt or Kevin Spacey?
I'm not really too sure. Kevin Spacey has a little bit of a bad rep these days.
So, right. You know, yeah.
I don't wanna upset anybody.
Association. All right, yeah. So Helen Hunt, it is.
All right. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Hey, she's cool. She's cool.
But yeah, no, I mean it's hilarious that they're paying out on those props. I mean on those division tickets, even though the season didn't go the full distance. And I'm happy.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked too.
I opened up my account and I was like, "Whoa, okay."
Yeah, yeah. What was it? What did I tell you? Bet it was 2-1. You
got? Oh, dude, I got it at plus
2.5. What
was it? It was like +4, almost +500, if I remember right.
Wow, man. I think
it was early on. It was like before they surged.
Oh, yeah. It was right when they won like 2 games in a row.
They were a little unhealthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Supot, their backup goalie, was out. So, they didn't have depth in the trenches. They had just made a couple of trades. It was
And the coaching the situation. Coach. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I won you some money. Maybe one of these days we'll get to celebrate over some drinks that you can buy me to say thank you.
Sounds good.
Or just give me some more KBO winners.
Yeah. We have to wait a little bit because there is no KBO tomorrow, unfortunately. But
yeah, that sucks, man. I was really getting into it.
So what do you think about the hockey coming up? What are your thoughts? What do you think? How is this going to play out? Do you like it? Is it going to affect the draft? Like, how do we go about this? I'm ready. I'm ready for hockey.
Yeah, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We're jumping right into the playoffs.
Yeah, I can't wait. And the bracket and the way they're setting it up, I think it's really a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think a lot of teams that were big favorites are going to find themselves in a situation
struggling.
Because they've been off and they're not in a rhythm, and now we got this new format and a lot of teams. I wouldn't want to be playing a few teams right now. I wouldn't.
Can I say one team? And this is just my not as educated perception here, but Arizona Coyotes.
Like you wouldn't want to play them right now?
Right. Yeah. I just, before the quarantine happened, they kind of got involved in the trade deadline stuff. They shored up some depth. They got Taylor Hall to match with that other young kid they have, that real aggressive.
His name's slipping.
And then last offseason, they added Phil Kessel from the Sabres, a real strong veteran defensive presence to shore up their first and second lines defensively. They have really under the radar goalkeeping, and they're physical. They only allowed, I think, around 2.5 goals a game before the quarantine.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting matchups, man. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what's gonna happen, and just I think that this is the way that the league should go in general. I just think it's way more exciting this way, and maybe it can breathe a little bit more life into viewership and new fans. But
new
there's
generation.
There's a couple matchups I just want to point out is that, the one team I wouldn't want to play, I know you picked Arizona, but the one team I would not want to play right now, can you guess?
Dallas Stars?
Well, them too, but they're good. But I'm saying a team that's
in the East,
fly under the radar, Western Conference.
Western.
Tons of experience, a lot of veterans on the team. It's the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm,
I would not want to.
They were surging. They were.
Yeah, they were starting to put together some good games. Their goalie,
and it was stemming from defense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, their defense was great. Yeah. Their goalie finally put some games together. But I really, really like this Blackhawks team.
So who are your top four? Like two in the West, two in the East. Like who's being hunted, you know? Mm. Like who do you think is a heavy favorite? And then who you personally, what would you say is like your fluid, like, you know, methodical other team that you would like to see have some crazy success?
Yeah, I mean, I think I wouldn't want to play the Montreal Canadiens right now if I was the Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, I would not want to play the Canadiens at all.
I'm glad you said the Penguins. Do you think that they benefit from this? Because they were detrimental. Their health was,
but surprisingly, even though their health was bad, they were putting together a top five defensive unit. Yeah, and a good push towards that time period right before the pandemic happened. I really think that another exciting one. Well, I just think that Pittsburgh's in a bad spot. Okay,
that's right. Right. One.
I also think that Chicago is in a, you know, they're
a little more favorable
just because of their experience, and like I don't think that.
And who's coaching up there now? I'm sorry.
We're in Chicago.
Yeah. Because Quinville left, right?
I can't remember.
He's in Florida.
The coach's name.
Okay, but, sorry.
It's all good. I just think that they're playing the Oilers. Obviously, the Oilers are
really good. Leon Draisaitl,
Connor McDavid.
Ryan
Nugent Hopkins.
Thank you.
I mean, they got a great team. The problem is
their
that
goalie.
Black, well, he's okay. But my biggest thing is like the Oilers – they just lack a lot of experience.
Right.
The Blackhawks have tons of experience behind, you know, players like Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews.
Still in that organization.
Yeah, and Alex DeBrincat is good. Like
he's still there. Wow.
Yeah, and even with getting rid of Robin Lehner to the Golden Knights this year.
They got stuff in return.
Yeah, but Corey Crawford was just on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on fire. And right. The Blackhawks were actually winning the season series.
Yeah.
So if I'm one team right now, I wouldn't want to be the Edmonton Oilers in the West. And if I'm one team in the East, I would not want to be the Pittsburgh Penguins playing the Canadiens. A really fun matchup that I can't wait to watch is going to be Calgary Flames versus the Winnipeg Jets.
I was literally about to ask you, where does Calgary fit in with all of this?
Yeah, it's probably not gonna be good for the Flames. The Flames are obviously
last year.
Yeah, and the break really did not do any favors for the Flames. They were up and down. They were, you know, back and forth. Had good runs, lost a few games, whatever. But I really like this Jets team.
Yeah,
I actually have futures. I have futures on the Knights, the Lightning, and the Jets.
The Jets are really efficient. Like just from line to line, their numbers really don't falter, you know? Like sometimes you see from first line down to third, you know, line, you'll have like this decrease in production or effort or sustainability. But not with the Jets.
Yeah, and not only that, they won the only matchup of the season 3-1. They beat them in the regular season.
How do you feel about Colorado out in the West?
Before I get into Colorado, I just want to say one more thing about the Winnipeg Jets.
Please do.
The goalie.
Yeah. The Russian feller, right?
Connor,
the young kid.
Hellenbuck.
They traded for him from Minnesota. Or was he always with Winnipeg?
Man, I'd have to pull up a wiki.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Dylan Dubernick.
Oh, that's Minnesota Wild. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Dubernick. Hellebuck, Dubernick. Yeah. Yeah.
So Hellebuck, I mean, he's
a staple.
And he could get hot, man. He's the type of goalie that could get hot and you just never know. And we all know that in the hockey playoffs, a hot goalie.
A shutout goes a long way.
Yeah. And a hot goalie. And a hot goalie can just take you all the way to Stanley Cup, as in the Kings from a few years back with
Marc-Andre Fleury.
No, when Quick, and Quick you know, when Jonathan Quick took the LA Kings and won the Stanley Cup as an 8 seed, it was because Quick played out of his mind. He just got hot at the right time, you know? So I'm excited. I can't wait. And I don't think there's a specific date yet set on coming back, but they've already set up the matchups. So we'll just keep an eye on the announcement for the date.
And who did Boston draw?
Boston, let's see.
That was another team I was curious to see if, like, David Pastrnak was going to continue his ridiculousness. Dude, their third line was out there just, you know, making fools look silly.
Yeah, and I'm just happy that I have a futures on the Tampa Bay Lightning because they're the real deal too. I mean, they go a little unnoticed just being in Tampa.
They could get a favorable draw as well.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna have a lot to say when it's all said and done, in my opinion. So
if they can wait to have to match up with Boston till late.
Yeah, and another fun one, the Rangers could be a really good dark horse here. They got some great goaltending.
What about the Flyers? Since we're just kind of throwing East teams out there, that youth was starting to get a little spunky before the break.
Yeah, the Flyers are good, man. I mean,
they're right there. They're in position, right?
Yeah,
They're participating.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, the Flyers, they can put it
They're
together.
Inconsistent. They're super inconsistent.
Yeah, but once they get going, they can really, really get going. But the Rangers, they got some really good goaltending, so that could be fantastic to watch. All right, I don't want to spend too much time on hockey. Let's just jump
into... Sure, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, let's jump into a little Bundesliga.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you had asked me a little bit about KBO, you'd mentioned to me, you know, we spoke a little about my inactivity, but I didn't realize that you had been kind of dabbling within the Bundesliga arena. I would say that two times fast. Bundesliga arena. I'm intrigued, like spill the beans, man. Cause I don't even know what's going on. Come on, give me the garbanzos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's not like I know anything really. It's all this is new to me, right?
Right, right.
But we, I don't know, you call it luck, you call it good timing. Went 3-0 in Bundesliga on Saturday morning, so that was freaking great. And it was just like a lot of fun, a lot of exciting. I bet a couple unders that hit. I bet a couple, teams that won. So it was a lot of fun. I really liked, I'm trying to find the score here. If I can ever pull it up for some reason, I cannot find it at the moment, but I'm just happy soccer's back. I mean, I love soccer from a FIFA perspective on video games. Never really got too much into it in real life, but this pandemic has really made me want to get into it more and more, and I have been, and I really enjoy watching the games. The announcers are fantastic, and I really like that there's no fans actually. You get to hear the players and the coaches and the fouls and the whistles. And
I actually think I liked that with the UFC fights last night. You just kind of you hear more of that raw dynamic of sports.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's so much fun. To just kind of, because, you know, like growing up and playing sports, I played all the sports as a kid and played everything up until, you know, basically the end of high school. But, you know, I didn't go to a huge school, right? So it's not like I was playing in front of 700 people. I went to a small private school. I mean, my whole school was like 100 people, you know, but it was just a lot of fun to like see professional athletes playing on like the same type of environment where you can like hear them talking, their strategy, what they're doing, you know, just things like that. I really think are just so much fun and so interesting to me.
Sure. Hey, I just want to give a quick intermission shout out here. So there is a live NASCAR race going on right now.
Oh yeah.
And it is the Food City 500. And so I picked a random racer. So did I. Did you? Okay. So yeah, it was 200 laps in. It's a 500 lap race. There's 20 laps to go now. My racer that I picked is in second.
Who's in first?
Chase Elliott.
I don't know.
I went with Joey Logano.
Let me see who I took along. I don't even remember his name. He's like a random guy. Tyler Reddick.
Oh, he's been hot lately. I've been playing DFS NASCAR, as silly as it seems. But
wow.
Hey, so on this Bundesliga, what are you what clubs, give me like two or three clubs, teams that you're maybe most, you know, averagely like familiar with? Like who are a couple that have stuck out for you?
So just going back to NASCAR for a second, based on your response. Tyler Reddick is not in contention.
Not right now, no.
Okay.
The last couple of races, though, he's been pretty hot.
Got him at 55-1, so let's see what happens. A couple teams that I like. Man, I really like, you know, let's start with the teams I don't like and really need to turn around. Schalke.
Okay.
They're just really in a slump right now. They look terrible yesterday.
They're giving up a lot of like corners and like deep penetration in their offensive zone.
It was bad.
I like Leipzig.
Yeah, they're good.
Fun to say.
They're good. And another team I like is Hertha Berlin.
Yeah. They had a pretty good day the other day.
Yeah.
They scored 4 goals or something like that.
The other day. But yeah, on Saturday they played Augsburg and won 2-0. Scored pretty early in the game. But they're kind of middle of the road in terms of where they are in the Bundesliga. But you know, they're 10 wins, 8 draws, 11 losses. Sure. Not terrible. They score 43 goals. Goals forced, goals against is 50. Defense not that great, but they can put the ball in the net if they need to.
Yeah.
And another team that I like, I mean, this is just obviously, you know, they're going to be at the top just because like I'm a new fan, so I want to watch exciting soccer. Is Dortmund?
Yeah, Borussia. Yeah, Dortmund.
I mean, they're just great. They're fun to watch.
They're a staple.
This
is a cultured league, very historical.
Yeah, and most of my experience before the pandemic with soccer was watching the Premier League.
EPL.
So,
okay, this is a good transition. This is where I wanted to go next.
Exactly. So I just feel like this level of play is basically at that level or better. And it's just fun to watch, like very competitive soccer. And I'm excited that I heard that over the weekend that Premier League is going to be coming back.
Yeah.
And the La Liga is going to be coming back.
La Liga, that's one of my favorite leagues. Lots of goals, lots of vertical Chilean crossers is what I like to call them. When Chile made that run in 2011 and 2014 or whatever in the CONCACAF and the World Cup group stages. And it was just a fun bunch of Central American crossers. Aston Villa and Sheffield United are the first EPL match to be back on a slate. This is scheduled for 2 p.m. This is my time. This is on my computer, Central Time, Central Standard, on the 17th of June, the sixth month. That's the sixth month, right? June?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Ashtonville is at +195 on the money line right now. Sheffield's +135. Over, under set at 2.5. Over's at even money. I think that's over right there, just first glance, because these guys haven't played in a long time. They ain't gonna have their legs under them. The goalies are gonna be a little out of sync. Sure, the passing you could probably say the same, and some of the offensive sets, but I think there's gonna be a lot of stoppage of play, lots of corners, lots of opportunities, lots of sloppiness.
And I agree with you. And you can, you know, and I know you mentioned Leipzig earlier. One of my favorite players in the Bundesliga is on Leipzig. Can you guess who it is?
No, so I'm actually not too familiar with hardly any of the Bundesliga players. So shame.
I only know him from FIFA, but I really just think he's a beast.
And I might recognize him from a national team. I can recognize World Cup rosters better.
So he's on the German national team for sure.
He's
a striker.
Striker, yep. Okay. Is it not Glenn Close? He's retired. Oh, shucks. Just tell me.
Timo Werner.
Werner. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy's awesome.
He's a stud, man.
Yeah, solid. He doesn't let the ball get away from him too far at all. Yeah. And he's a solid tackler.
Yeah, I just really liked his game. I like his game. I watched Leipzig play the other day, and
they looked pretty good. They got the win, right?
I think so. I just went off my screen here for a second. Leipzig. No, they drew 2-2 with Hertha on Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that they were winning or something. Like I saw the ticker.
Yeah. But no, they're fun to watch, man.
Well, hey, over 2.5, even money. I got it locked in on Aston Villa and Sheffield right now.
Nice. Just
because I'm bored, so.
Love it.
All right. Well, the NASCAR has 18 laps to go. Still the same thing. Harvick and Hamlin round out the third and fourth spots. Brad Keselowski's in the fifth spot. Kyle Busch is at eighth. Jimmy Johnson is nowhere to be found. Not sure where he's at. He's gonna
nowhere to be found.
Yeah, he's not even the top 20. This is his last year, so he's riding off into the murky sunset.
What a guy! But I actually. Oh yeah, so this is the game I was trying to find. Okay, I found it. It was last Sunday, Leipzig versus Mainz. I obviously did not win my bet. I had under whatever 3.5 goals or something like that, or 2.5 goals. I can't remember. But Timo Werner had 3 goals. He had a hat trick in the game. It was so sick.
Oh yeah. So Maine's next game is June 6th.
They're horrible.
They're playing Frankfurt, which Frankfurt has a decent goal differential, if I remember off the top of my head. I like some value on Frankfurt. I'm looking at it right now, just talking about Mainz. So just going across the board here, Frankfurt, you know, if they win by a goal, you get minus 120, you know, on the spread. It's minus 0.5 now.
They're
minus 110. Mainz is plus 280. And it's over under 3. You get minus 105 on the over. I think the under might be the way to play. Because maybe Frankfurt wins 2-0, 3-0, and at worst you get that push. But I think they win by at least a goal. Frankfurt's got a decent defense.
Yeah, no, it's just a lot of fun, a lot of getting used to new leagues, new player names. But, you know, you've heard some of them before, especially if you watch the World Cup and things like that. And let's jump into the massacre on Saturday night, which was the mixed martial arts.
Oh, my, yeah.
Talk to me. What did you where were your plays here? What were you thinking? And are you?
I'm going to pull up my transaction sheet just to like for the last let's see. I got it set for the last
I'm just saying
hours.
That guy who beat the crap out of Tyrone Woodley.
Uh-huh.
He's good.
So I will say before the like prelims even started, I was talking with a buddy cuz I was having a little I was a part of a little shindig and we were watching the fights and grilling and all that. And so like I asked
Gilbert
him because Gilbert Burns, Tyrone Woodley was the only fighter that I haven't watched UFC and I haven't bet on UFC seriously. And like, I don't, you know, it's not my thing. Not that I just want to discredit the sport or the market because it's all lucrative and awesome, but I'm not familiar. And I was betting on the women's fights last night. It was fun. So before the fight started, my buddy, a guy, I hope I can actually have him on. It was actually my first time or second time meeting him last night, a mutual friend. He used to actually work out at Caesars in the sports books. His name's Jeff, real nice guy. And he covered UFC when he was out there also. So I asked him about the Tyrone Woodley fight because it was the only fighter I was really familiar with. And he's pushing 38 and we see how these fighters decline. And so Jeff talked me into taking Burns at plus 285, I think. I think I got it at plus 300. And then like 40 minutes before the fight started, I think Burns was like plus 110.
That's crazy.
And so I was able to lock that in. And then thanks to you, again, bud, I used some of those hockey earnings from the futures and I put them into the first two fights. And my first 7 bets on the UFC fights of the Saturday evening all hit. And there was plus money sprinkled in there. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm not sitting here saying I had a great night because I vultured these trends and I'm so good and Vegas Dave and hoota hoota hada hada, you know?
Right.
It was an accident. But hey, those fights happened and then you text me about the KBO and it was a fun evening.
Yeah, the one fight that I was a little weirded out and disappointed in the decision was Spike Carlisle not winning.
Yeah.
I thought he beat the crap out of the other guy. Did. I don't understand that decision at all.
Jamahal Hill.
I
saw that he was really good in the clinch and I was talking to Jeff and I just asked like his general opinion on Jamahal Hill. I didn't know who he was. But I was impressed by what they showed on TV, but those are highlights. But, and then the other guy that he was fighting, like you could tell like body type wise, like he just kind of had this maybe an advantage. And, so I took that to not make it out of the first. I just had a feeling.
Wow.
And that was at plus 400 or 500, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Nice job.
And the Rodriguez fight, I barely missed out. I almost sweeped that fight. I placed 7 bets on the Rodriguez and Gabe Green fight. I put a bet on it to go to decision, or I'm sorry, not to decision, to clear the first, second, and third. And then I did the exact outcome wager of plus 800 for Daniel Rodriguez to win in the third. And he almost did. He was like, if he would have got a couple more shots, he would have got that TKO from the ref. There was a couple points in the third where he had Gabe Green on the ground or he was staggered and his hands weren't really protecting himself. But that fight was good. I lost money on the ladies. I went with Shevchenko or whatever, and she got her ass kicked.
Yeah, well, I was like a little suspicious of that Spike Carlisle decision. I thought he whooped that other dude.
Yeah, I can't believe that. And you know, everyone that I was around, we all were on Spike Carlisle too. That was like the general, like, you know, buzz. Like they liked who he was as a fighter. So,
yeah, I mean, you had a little bit better of an MMA night than I did, but man, we've covered a lot of topics here today. You got anything else to add before we sign off here?
No, I mean, just stay tuned. There's content that's going to be coming out in a flooding kind of fashion with all these leagues and dates and target return dates popping up and NBA practice and facilities are all like almost 100%, you know. I think normality is probably around the corner. It's going to be a little weird still, but we're in a weird time, Ira. That's like, you know, that's kind of just where I'm at.
We're in a very weird time, my friend. Very, very weird time. Hope everyone's staying safe from the corona, from the chaos going on in the world right now. Thanks again for joining us. We are Today in Sports Betting. Again, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are at Hootball Gaming. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.